Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am your presiding minister, Minister Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another afternoon of rejoicing and praising the Lord in the great I Am. I am just so excited about today's show. We have Minister Kimberly Hovack, who will be joining us in a little bit after I go through the church announcements, to bring another powerful word of God to us. All right, just to go over some of the things, first I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the great I Am for lifting my body up yet again to come back to you. It's hard sometimes, but you know, they sustain me and they keep me going, and that's all I can ask for is for their grace and their mercy that they renew in my body every day. All right, on to the church announcements. Now, we have a webinar series that was starting back in March the 5th, but we had technical difficulties. And so we're going to start it this Monday, which is March the 19th at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It will run every Monday, and it's a 31-week series. And it's called The Story, God's Story, Our Story. Just imagine, you know, any story is like a script in a play, and we all have a part in that script of God's story, and we need to know what our part is. So we're going to review the stories of the Bible to get a clearer understanding of what role we play as men and women in the entire story of God's creation of the heavens and the earth. Okay, so go to the ministry's website, www.sistercoochie.com. That's S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E .com, and you'll be able to register, and all you have to do is register once for the entire series. Okay, every Wednesday night, Elder Faye will be doing Bible study from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. You know, we need to be fed the Word of God. It sustains us. It keeps us going. So please, if you do anything, don't forget to go to Bible study. Now, it's also recorded, and everything that we do at the ministry is recorded. So if you can't listen to it live, you can always go back and listen to it later. But try to join us, if you can, Wednesday nights for Bible study with Elder Faye. Now, coming up in the rest of March, March the 24th, we're going to have an interview with spoken word artist Andre Cullen. And then March the 31st, the youth are taking over the studio once again, and we're going to be featuring Y4C, which is Youth for Christ. And join us during that time, because this show is going to be a little bit different. We're going to be highlighting one artist whose name is Spiritual Peace, and we're also going to have our youth DJ Shaheen doing the dance break for the day, and we also will be introducing our new hostess, Shining Star. So please join us on the 31st as well as we roll on into those new and exciting things. Well, here we go. We're going to bring Minister Hovack on the line so we can get this started and we can see how God has spoken to her today. Minister Hovack, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am blessed. I'm just glad God lifted me up to come back today. I'm just happy.
That's a good thing. That's a very good thing.
Absolutely. So how are you, and then what has the Lord been saying to you this whole week and month since we talked?
Oh, so much. It's awesome. It's really awesome. I have plenty to share today. So I'll go ahead and get started.
Okay.
You know, we're in the month of March. And one of the things that I was struck with is that, you know, we're already a quarter of the year is behind us, all right? A quarter of the year. People don't think about that, but already a quarter of the year is behind us. And I thought about the months. You know, November, you start getting happy, you have Thanksgiving, and you have this anticipation of the holiday season. People are in a great place emotionally. December, just joy, 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 joy all over the place, right? Then January
right.
comes, and then suddenly it's like we just get melancholy. You know, in the Northeast, it's cold, it's dark, all of that kind of stuff. We start making our plans, though, for the year to come. We're being visionary, a little bit more introspective, that sort of thing. But we have these plans in motion. February, we stop thinking about those plans because it's the month of love, you know. So we start thinking about that. And then the next thing you know, you're in March. And you're like, wow, okay, the truth is that most people already fall off of their plans in February. And a lot of people don't start thinking about them again until like June, July, when the major season change comes and everyone's doing something a bit different. You know, they're out of school or maybe they're taking a summer class, they're planning their vacations. You know, it's warmer, you know, in the Northeast area. Things are a little bit different. Mm. And so people start looking like, wow, we're halfway through the year already. What was that I wanted to do? And so today is going to be a little bit about getting back on track so that when you hit June and July, you're not thinking about what was that I wanted to do. You are remembering that, you know what, I made these plans and I need to get some, you know, some steps behind it and get this stuff done. So kind of want to talk about that a little bit today, and I want to talk about it from the perspective of the people that get stuck, because we all get stuck, you know, in one way or another. And everyone is on the road to wherever their place is. You know, we're all going there. So everybody has their own their place, you know. For some people, you know, if they're going to get married, be in a relationship, go to school, start a business, you know, like whatever it is, you know, everyone has a their place. And, well, I should say it this way. I should say that everyone should have a their place, because if you don't have a their place, the truth is that where you are right now or either someplace you've already been is your their place. And you may not necessarily want to go back there, and you may not be too thrilled with right here either.
Right, exactly. And, you know? anything that doesn't change doesn't grow. You have
to change. No, not at all. Not at all. And you know what? Even if you're okay with where you are right now, it doesn't mean you want to be here 5 years from now.
Exactly.
You know, like it might be okay for now. But 5 years from now, as you grow, you mature, you learn some new things, you may not want to be where you are right now. It could just only be good for the season that you're in. So it's important for you to have a their place, a place where you're going, a place that you're trying to get to, something that you're trying to attain. And that doesn't mean that you're not satisfied with who you are and where you are, but you do want to keep your growth moving forward. You want to keep your life moving forward. And you want to keep the vision that God has for your life moving forward, because he has such a magnificent vision for us. You know, I had to preach last night, and that's one of the things that I talked about. I talked about how he has such a magnificent vision for each one of us, if we could just grab a hold of a piece of it, you know?
Yes.
For many people, that place called there is often a little bit delayed. Sometimes it's even sidetracked because of other life stuff. Right, so I want to talk about how to get back on track, how to stay on track, how to embrace change. That's what I want to talk about in the time that we have today. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. All right,
okay,
let's go.
Great. Okay.
Got my pen ready.
People get stuck usually just for two reasons. Basically, it's either something that they're going through now or it's something that they went through that they hadn't gotten over. It's one of the two, usually. It has something to do with that. And so one of the things that we really need to do is that we need to learn how to move forward. Whether you've gotten over something or not, there are still steps that you need to take. Now, I am going to say that, obviously, if you haven't gotten over some stuff that you've been through, you need to get past it, right? Because the reality is that what's past is in the past, and you don't want it to hold you hostage. And we're going to talk about those emotions a little bit later that can hold you hostage and an emotion. There's one particular emotion that really holds you hostage and another one, well, there's a few, but we're going to talk about one. And there's another one that can really free you that people don't really think about. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But one of the main things that you can do in order to move forward and to keep your mental juices flowing is to keep yourself educated. And there are a lot of free sources of education available, because the first thing that people say when you say keep yourself educated, people will say, I don't have the money, right? Isn't that the first thing?
Right.
I don't
yes,
have money.
Exactly.
You know, they automatically assume that if we're talking to adults, they automatically assume that we are talking about you need to go to college, and they're like, well,
right.
I don't have the money, and I don't have the time. There are free ways for you to educate yourself. Number one, I have to tell you, I think YouTube is phenomenal. It is a great tool.
Yeah.
You can learn probably anything you want to learn.
Yeah,
on YouTube.
You can.
I mean,
you can.
Everybody
you can.
Who, you know, has a camera has a video on YouTube.
I
will caution that you do need to filter what you're taking in. But I'm not talking about just watching anything foolish. I'm talking about, you know, people who are renowned for something. Check out their YouTube. There are phenomenal motivational speakers out there, and you may not be able to pay to go and see them, but you know what? You can watch YouTube for 10 minutes and watch just the substance, the core substance of some of the things that they talk about, and it can really, really enlighten you. You know, I'm talking about people like Tony Robbins and Les Brown and Jack Canfield, you know, all these great people that have this information out there that is all about how you get unstuck, all about how you move forward, all about believing in yourself. It is really great. So
you definitely want to do that. Exactly, and I want to also throw your name in there as well, because this is a wonderful educational tool and free resource for people
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, you have the floor.
And the other thing is, you know, I love iTunes, and iTunes has great podcasts, great videos. People have stuff out there that you can listen to, and you can really challenge your mind and your thinking. So I suggest that people should definitely do that. The Internet, come on. You can look up anything you want on the Internet, anything you want, and you don't have to read for days and days and days and days. And you know what's great about the tools that we have now is that if people have issues with reading, it's okay, because they have things in the form of video and audio. So no matter what your preferred method of learning is, there's something out there for you, okay? The other thing is that, you know, most of us know at least one wise person, I hope. At least one, you know?
Yes,
and to get together with them, you know, once in a while, once a month, you know, take them for a cup of coffee, go do something at their house for them, and just sit at their feet and listen. Even if you're just listening to them talk about themselves and their life story. I mean, people have some really interesting stories if you listen.
Yeah.
And if you let them talk to you about where they came from and how they got to where they are, you will be amazed as what you would walk away with learning. And the truth is that it is a way of giving back to them, too, because they're going to feel so good about the time that they spend talking to you, reminiscing, and knowing that they're helping someone and someone is getting something from their life story. Everyone has their own personal testimony of where they came from and where they are and where they're going and how they got there. And if you could just take time to listen to people sometimes, I mean, wow, it's amazing the connection that you can make. And then, of course, we have this major source of free information that we all forgot about when the Internet came around called the library. You know?
What?
Library cards are still free.
Yes, they are.
You can still take books out for free. You know, use your library. I mean, there are volumes of books that you can take out and read and learn and expand your mind, and it helps you to dream. You know, I often tell people that, whenever Frank and I were looking for a place to live and we were looking to buy our house, we went out and we would just drive through neighborhoods, and we would have our own little mental checklist going on what we wanted and what we didn't want. You know, and the reason why we did that is because you don't know what's available to you until you start looking around. If all you know is all that you've ever seen before in life, you're not going to really make a great choice. You'll make a good choice, but there's a better one out there. So be willing to expand your mind. Go ahead, read. Go ahead, watch things. Go ahead and get involved in things that you may not have tried before. Expand your mind, your vision, and the source of the person that you are. Make yourself an interesting person to know. You'll be amazed at the people that you meet and the things and people that you will draw to you. So educate yourself.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest thing. Biggest
okay.
thing that I always say.
Okay?
Got it. Then the next thing, I want to talk about taking chances.
Ooh.
You know,
that's scary for a lot of people.
It's very scary for a lot of people. A lot of people don't want to be let down. They don't want to live in discouragement. But the truth is that even when you make up in your mind that you're not going to try something out of a fear-based decision, you know, you don't want to be discouraged, let down, you don't want to fail, you've already made the decision to be discouraged, let down, and fail. So, you know, you have to step out of the comfort zone if you really want to experience all that life has for you. You know, the greatness of your life is really on the outside of the box you live in. It's not on the inside of the box. And that means that you're going to have to do things that are going to push you a little bit. They're going to push you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. They're going to push you. The thing you have to remember is the box is always going to be there.
Yeah.
So if you want to go back to the box, you can always go there.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you can always
exactly.
go there. It's going to be there. You know, it's really okay. It's not like when you step outside of your box and your comfort zone, it's going to disappear and then you're not going to know where you are anymore and not have a place where you belong. But really what will happen is that you'll really find out more about who you are and what you're made of when you step outside
mm-hmm.
of the box. You know, I've been reading this book. It's a chicken soup book on the law of attraction, because right now I'm really trying to deal with that whole thought of as a man thinketh, so is he. So
absolutely.
I want to really alter my mind to think about the right things.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And so,
think
you know,
on good things.
Yes, absolutely, and create a better life for myself. Well, the interesting thing is that I was listening to Jack Canfield speak on YouTube, and he said that, do you know that the first Chicken Soup for the Soul book was rejected over 30 times? It was the 31st person was the one that said yes.
Wow.
Isn't that something? What if he
that
had
stopped?
That
is amazing.
And
yes.
Who doesn't know of Chicken Soup for the Soul? I mean, they have
everybody.
Chicken soup for everything,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
and
they do.
Actually,
they do.
He holds a Guinness record for having 5 books on the number one best-selling list at the same time.
Perseverance.
Okay? And he had
yes.
to get to the 31st person in order to get the yes. So you can't allow the fear of discouragement. I mean, you said it out in a previous broadcast, false evidence appearing real. There's nothing
mm-hmm.
really to be afraid of. The worst that will happen is that you will be where you are.
Yeah.
That's
I never
right?
thought
I mean, that's
that
the
way.
Worst that
yeah.
will happen is that you're going to
yeah.
be where you are. So
right.
if you can handle where you are, then you're going to be okay. So you got to be a bit more of a risk taker. You got to step out. You know, you don't play it so safe all the time. You know, because if you really want to do big things, if you want to have a big life, if you want to make a big impact, it's going to cause you to have to step out of yourself, outside of your box, and just move forward. Remember the song says, you know, we fall down but we get up.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I
mean,
love that song.
It's okay.
I love it.
You know,
yes.
that's why
Fine.
Jesus came, because he knew that we would fall down. And he wanted to make sure that we could get back up. When
and get
I'm,
back in line.
That's right. You know, when I'm teaching groups of people, I often talk about when children are learning to walk, you know, we know they're going to fall. But we put them down and we let them wobble themselves where they're going, you know.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they try to get back on their knees and crawl, and we'll pick them up and make them walk. And they will
uh-huh.
fall, and when they cry, we don't chastise them for falling when they're learning how to walk.
No.
We don't do that.
No.
We pick them
no.
up, dust them off, and we send them on their way again. When they get
uh-huh.
older and they're outside playing and they fall, when they come in, we don't say, what's wrong with you? You're 8 years old. What are you falling for?
Yes.
We don't do that. You know,
no,
again,
no.
we dust them off. We straighten them out, make sure they're okay, and we send them on their way. God is the
mm-hmm.
same way with us.
Absolutely.
God is the
and
same
I wanna
way with
add,
us.
I want to add to that, that people have to remember that God moves to the level of your expectations.
Yes.
So if you don't think you're going to do anything else other than what you're doing, he doesn't provide you with the things that you need to go further in life.
100%.
100%. Okay.
And when you are dealing with that, you know, I often talk to people about, you know, people. I'll use the example of people wanting to go to school, and they'll say, "Well, I don't have the money for that." And, you know, I know that God will provide, but, you know, he hasn't provided yet. Well, he doesn't have to. You haven't filled out an application. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you ain't going nowhere. What does he need to provide
right.
for? You know,
right, exactly.
That's how God works. Like, you have to step out and prove to him that you need something in order for him to make the decision that he's going to go ahead and answer the call of what you need. If you don't
mm-hmm.
show him what you need, you don't need it.
No.
You know,
you
don't need
no
it.
Hope.
And so there's nothing to answer.
No, nothing. And he's just
nothing
looking at you
answer.
And you, yeah, you're looking at
right.
him, he's looking at you. I mean, it's like, okay.
And it's funny because people are praying, you know, oh, God, you know, please get me the money for school so I could go. Next thing you know, in the mail, they get, you know how you get those course books in the mail?
Yeah.
You know, a course book comes in the mail. It's like, oh, wow, I really wish that I could go. God is like, I sent that to you for a reason, you know.
Hello.
You know, that's kind of how
go.
It works. You know, then you're
yes,
praying some more, oh, God, please, I want to go. And then you get someone that says to you, you know, you should go to school. And you're like, yeah, I know, I don't have the money yet. And God's like, well, I'm telling them to tell you that. So you go ahead and fill out that course book that I sent you in the mail. You know, that's
Amen.
How it works. You know, you have to step out and he will and trust that he is going to meet your need because he's going to meet it.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
going to meet it.
Absolutely.
So step
Amen.
Out. Don't, be more of a risk taker. You know, stop living in discouragement and stop living so safe. You know, we're Christians. You got to be more of a more daring. You know, step out
yeah.
a little bit.
Okay.
The next thing that I want to talk about, I want to talk about joy. You know, if you want to change your life, if you want to get from a place of being stuck, you are going to have to deal with your emotions. You really need to
yeah.
deal with your emotions. And we do not live with enough joy. We really don't. Now, people who know me well, they know I'm just foolish. I love to laugh. I love to have a great time. It is not difficult to get me to laugh at all. And I don't mind being the loudest person laughing in the group. I just don't. You know, when we get together as a family, all we do is laugh, whether it's on Frank's side or my side, you know, I will be laughing. And at my mom's house, I might be rolling on the floor laughing, literally. You know, I'm just foolish. I just like having a good time and expressing myself, and I love it when things are funny. And everyone
mm-hmm.
really can find something to smile about. You know, no matter how bad things are, really, we have things to be thankful for, especially in America. I say it all the time. We really have so many things that we can smile about and be grateful for. And we can say, you know what? Well, it's not as bad as blank. You know, at least I can do something about X, Y, and Z. It's always better.
Yeah.
But I actually looked up I looked up laughter, and I wanted to know, were there some scientific benefits to laughter? And I
okay.
actually was pleasantly surprised to find that there were several. So people not only should find something to laugh about, but, you know, you really laugh. You know how they say laughter is the best medicine? It really,
yeah.
really is. So here we go. I'm going to tell you six things that I found about. There were many more, but I just want to talk about six that laughter
okay.
does. Okay. First, I want to give you the statistic. They said that children average laughing 400 times a day.
Whoa.
And adults laugh about 17 times a day.
That's it?
Ouch. Yeah, right? They're not in my house.
I'm like, oh, no, not around me either. I'm like, we're going to laugh at something.
I know.
Okay.
Especially me making a mistake, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
exactly.
gosh.
expect.
Yeah, but yeah, they said on average adults. I was surprised by that. They said on average adults laugh only 70 times. But you know what? As I read through this and I thought about adults, I said, you know what? That probably is true. The first thing about laughter is that laughter actually relieves pain. Because it releases feel good endorphins in your body, and the more you laugh, the more it actually relieves pain. And they said that it can be more powerful than morphine.
And I have to be a witness to this, and that, you know, I'm gonna share with everyone that who doesn't know, I deal with chronic pain all the time, and laughter helps me get through. I like those people who call and make me crack up. And that does take away one pill that I have to take because I've been laughing all day long.
Wow.
That is, you know, yeah. So
that
is absolutely, it's amazing and it's absolutely true, everyone. I'm a witness and I needed to give that testimony about that. Go
amazing.
Ahead, Mark. Yeah.
Amazing. It also heightens your immune system because it actually increases the T cells in your body. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
It is.
So it heightens your immune system so that you are less likely to get ill. If people who laugh more can fight off disease more than people who don't. Right? So that I thought that was amazing. The other thing it does is that it improves your breathing because when you're laughing, it actually empties your lungs and it enhances your oxygen intake. Look at that, right?
Oh.
You think about when you laugh like really, really hard, you know, you're laughing so hard and you have to, you're trying to catch your breath and you can't, and you have to like think about something to calm down. It's like, I have to calm down so I can breathe. You know, it really does. It empties your lungs and then you take in new oxygen. It's amazing. And it improves your breathing.
Yes, it
also lowers stress because the hormones that you actually are circulating when you laugh, they actually lower your stress level, and it balances and lowers your blood pressure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now I'm not telling people don't take your blood pressure medication.
No, I was going to do that disclaimer too.
I am not telling you don't take your medication. But it would be good to add this to your day.
But it
balances blood pressure. You know, and I thought, wow, isn't that something? And it actually causes your heart to pump at a more regular speed. And the other thing is that it does, this last thing I want to talk about, which this really, I was like, really? It provides a burst of exercise. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. But then I was reading and it said, and I got this, by the way, from discovery.com for anyone who wants to look it up. But it says that if you laugh 100 times, it's equivalent to 10 minutes of a rowing machine or 15 minutes of a stationary bike.
Oh, wow.
I said, well, now, I like knowing that.
Yeah,
it gives me more
motivation. I would rather laugh.
Look, any day, right?
I would rather laugh any day.
But when you're laughing, you're using those abdominal muscles. Now, anyone who has laughed so hard that their stomach hurts, they understand that. You really are using those abdominal muscles. So, yes, I would much rather laugh than ride a stationary bike or do a rowing machine any day at all.
Say it again, girl. I would too.
I looked up laughter, I went ahead and I looked up anger because it just made me very curious. I said, well, if laughter does that, then what does anger do? Because, you know, many of us are angry, and the thing about us when we're angry, unfortunately for us when we laugh, we don't tend to engage in it for long periods of time. But when we're angry, we can hold on to it for years.
Yeah.
You know? And so, that's one of the main issues with anger is that we hold on to it longer. Well, anger is said to raise your blood pressure because laughter actually lowers it. Your body tenses up. Your muscles tighten. A normal pressure of 120 over 80 can go to 220 over 130 because you're angry. Yeah.
Because you're angry, yes.
Uh-huh.
Or you tighten your muscles
angry.
Up and, yeah.
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 Your blood flow is not correct. All,
yeah.
all You're all messed
mm-hmm.
up. Yeah, because you're angry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know how some people get angry and they get have a stroke, heart attack, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Really,
exactly.
really true. That kind of stuff is triggered because of anger. It also creates imbalances in your blood sugar. So people who have diabetes,
oh.
anger, not a good thing. Not a good
okay.
thing at all. It impedes circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And anyone
okay.
who has dealt with a lot of anger and stress knows tension headaches, migraines,
mm-hmm.
insomnia, all of that comes from anger.
Yes.
It also compromises your lung function because you're not doing
yes.
that deep inhaling, exhaling. You're tightening your body as opposed to
mm-hmm.
allowing your body to be loose and free. So laughter
right.
really, I mean, it really is the best medicine. So we really need to learn how to laugh and enjoy life a little bit more and take in the sweet things of life. We really need to make sure that we're doing that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to also say, you know, when you're reading the Bible, especially the New Testament, if you think of how Jesus answered people, it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just funny. Yeah, so for those who are out there who want, you know, just Bible-based stuff, that is funny when Jesus says, you know, you say, who are you? Who do you think I am? That's funny
right.
to me. I'm sorry.
I know.
Okay,
you know what I think about? You know what I think about? I think about when John the Baptist was in jail and he sent the question, you know, is he really the Messiah? Is he really the one? And I'm thinking about poor John. You know, he's having a moment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just having a moment. He's about to die, and he knows it. He's like, wait. This thing done got real in me now. Let me, you know, I need to know that this was all worthwhile. And then Jesus answers him back and says, tell him that the lame are walking. I'm like, what? Could you just answer my question? I don't need to be figuring out any riddles.
That's exactly what I'm talking
riddles.
About.
Yes,
absolutely.
You know, that's
absolutely.
Exactly what I think about. You have me figuring out riddles. I'm about to die.
Yes. Read it, and you will laugh. Just let yourself go.
If you think about it, right? You will. You
yes,
really
yes,
will laugh
yes.
if you start, and especially if you begin to understand, you know, how tense and how uptight.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these Jewish Sadducees and Pharisees were, and then you look at the stuff that he did, that Jesus would do and say, you will laugh. You really will
you
laugh.
You will laugh. You will. You will.
Yeah,
you know,
it absolutely.
Because
it is funny.
It is. What are you asking me for? What do you think? I don't have to answer.
Exactly.
Silly question. Okay, let
it's
me stop.
It's just funny.
Yeah,
but it's
true.
We're
not out
it's
a
true.
Lot of endorphins on this show with when me and you get together. But let
that's
me stop.
True.
And go.
That's true. We do. I love it. So what are we talking about today? Oh yeah. So how to get unstuck and how to move forward. All right. So here's something else I wanted to make sure that people knew about how to move forward. You know, it's important for you to know how to set goals and not only set them, but how do you break them down into smaller goals, something that's manageable that you can actually do. A lot of people get stuck because they have these goals, but the goal is so big that they don't know how to accomplish it. You know, so using the example of going to college, you know, people will say, you know, yeah, I want to go get my degree. But when you say it just broad stroke like that, that's big. There are like 10,000 steps between not having any kind of degree to getting one. And so when you have a goal in mind, that's a great thing, but you need to also take a look at it and break it down and say, okay, what do I need to do today to get myself closer, the next step closer to that thing?
Yes.
All right?
Absolutely.
That's what you need to do.
Yes.
What do I do today? What can I do tomorrow? What can I do this week, this month, this year? Break it down into manageable steps and make sure you assign those steps to yourself and you complete them, and then you will see at the end of it that you will achieve what your goal is. Break it down. Because when you don't right. break it down, you will find often that you will get frustrated. That's how people sometimes have a goal that, you know, it'll take them 10 years to do something that should have taken 3, you know, because you're not breaking it down. You're looking at it like it's this big, overwhelming thing, and it's really not. You know, even with the issue of, you know, graduating school and going to school, a lot of people are like, I don't have the money. But it's like, okay, well, do you have the money for one class? Because
yes.
10 years
yes.
from now, you may still not have the money, but you would have had the money for that last class you needed. Right?
And one step at a time. Don't try to. Yes. That's right.
Yes. One step at a time. So make sure that you break it down. And then also try to eliminate any issues that you see in the beginning. You know, some people can see a roadblock coming. You know, you see the brick wall, you see the bridge is up, and you're still going 90 miles an hour. You know, like,
yeah,
and
you know
you're going to hit it. You know you're going to hit it. So if you see it coming, what can you do to divert it? You know, go ahead and think about that. Don't say, well, you know, I'll deal with that when I get there. That's the problem. People don't think. Don't deal with it when you get there. When you see it, it's there.
Yeah.
It may not be today, but when... Go ahead.
No, like, I was just saying, you know, not only do they see it, but they ignore all the signs the way that says stop, caution, bridge up.
Slow down. You know, the people with the flags and all the cones. You know, they're like, what's that? You know, things flying in the air. You know, what are you talking about? And then you're mad, you know, when you fall off the cliff. How are you going to get mad? You know, you didn't see all of that. Once again, God coming to you and telling you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
God does that, right? He gives you the warnings. He lets you know this is going to happen. You know, someone comes and says something. You get a letter in the mail. You see something on TV. You're like, wow, I was just talking about that yesterday. Yeah, well, hello. There's nothing coincidental with God. God is exact. No. You know, he's precise. He's a God of precision, and he wants to warn you about things. So, you know, I believe that God uses anything to give us a sign to either move forward or scale it back.
Accept the sign.
All right? Accept the sign and act accordingly. Act accordingly. Another thing, accept the sign. Another thing that a lot of us need to do in order to move forward, sometimes we need a mentor. An accountability partner, a coach, whatever it might be, sometimes we need that. There are some things that we, you know, that we're trying to accomplish in life that we cannot or we were not meant to do alone. Sometimes that really is the case. You know, people really have to remember that we are all interconnected in this journey of life. And when God is going to take you somewhere, he is definitely going to have people surrounding you as you move through this step by step that are going to help you and encourage you along. And some people are going to be there for a moment, and some people will be there throughout the journey. The point is that they were appointed to be there by God. And so you need to, you know, some people think they're going to do something all by themselves. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Whenever God is trying to get you to your next place, your next level, your next dimension, whatever it is, he's going to connect you to another person. That's how he works.
It's a dispatch system, I call it, where God actually dispatches angels to go before you to prepare the way. He sends angels, and we are his angels. And you know, he said, okay, you know, you're going to be at point X at B time, and your angel's going to be waiting there to help you through to the next level, to get you there.
Absolutely. And these people, you know, that are going to come alongside you are specifically and especially equipped in certain areas that you are not equipped. You know, sometimes you might have a little bit of talent for something, but God is going to give you someone that has mastered a specific area. So that you don't have to worry about that. They're going to deal with that, you know, and then you can just keep on going forward as they're handling this other thing that is an important part of what you need to accomplish. You know,
yeah,
so
right.
You have to really make sure that you are not closing yourself off to the people that God is putting in place mm-hmm. to help you. You know, it is really all God's vision, and it's
mm-hmm.
really all His plan. And so if we could get us out of the way, you know, if we could just get us out of the way, then we're really going to be okay. That's right. These people will come along. They will help clarify goals for us. They will help us. You know, they may not make the decisions for us, but they will help us make better decisions. Again, accountability partners. Some people need accountability. You know, some people can set goals
mm-hmm.
for themselves, but they're not going to hold themselves accountable to do it. You might meet someone who's going to say, how come that's not finished yet?
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
So you might
Absolutely.
Really need that. You know, you
like
might
some
be
people,
a person.
I'm so sorry.
No,
I was just saying, even with the ministry, you know, a lot of people don't think that I'm doing this all by myself. And I have a board of directors that hold me accountable, and I have elders of the church that really hold me accountable. So, you know, there has to be that accountability whenever
Absolutely.
You're doing anything, you know. So they said, no, that's not a good idea. And you have to be open to that
right.
as well.
Right. You do. You have to be open to it. You know, when I worked for Marriott, I worked in human resources for about 10 years of my time there. And for a while I worked at the Marriott World Trade and Financial Centers, and we were a team of 10 people. And, you know, between the two properties, we had well over 1,000 people. And so when we planned events, we had to plan large events, and usually they took place over 2 days to get half the people and the other half the people. But when we were planning an event, it was very clear that there were some people that were experts at painting the picture of what the event should look like, feel like. You know, they knew we were going to have a party. You know what I mean? And they knew
right.
how to make that thing come alive. They knew, you know, this kind of thing would work well and, you know, that kind of thing. But let me tell you, if they had to plan it, we would show up. There would be no chairs. There would be no food. You know, like, because they were not the detail-oriented people. We may not even have people invited. Like, they would be the ones that would be calling people the morning of and say, oh, I forgot to tell you about the party, you know?
Yeah.
You know? So we made sure that we used, you know, that people were on the right teams. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the people that knew how to plan, they would listen to the vision of the people that had the visionary part of it. And then they would be the ones to say, okay, we need this to be in place.
Exactly.
Now, the
exactly.
great thing was that the people that were the visionaries, they knew they had to get those planners out of the room because we would
mm-hmm.
sit there and plan until the day of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
yeah.
would still be discussing
yeah.
what color the tablecloths needed to be.
Yes.
You know, because it had to be the exact shade of red. You know,
yes.
and they were like, look, it's not that important. So,
no.
You know, so it's important, you know, that you have people on your team to balance you out. You know, and it keeps you on target, keeps you moving, because the reality is that a lot of times the things that you might consider to be a shortcoming, a mistake, or, you know, a place that you fall or whatever, doesn't even matter to the people that are looking and listening at you. They don't even know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so,
they have
you know, it's important to be connected.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to help. We're here to help each other. Build kingdom building, helping each other. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
okay.
exactly. All right. And then the last thing I think I want to spend a little bit of time on, because it's one of the areas I think that we really need the most help when it comes to getting unstuck, has to do with faith.
Mm.
A lot of us are stuck because we have, you know, all that fear and all that other kind of stuff that stops us really is a lack of faith. And it's very important that we understand how vital faith is to us accomplishing any dream or goal that we have in mind. And as Christians, we know that our Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so
yes.
we have to make sure that we understand what faith is. So I want to work with Hebrews 11 for a minute.
Okay.
And really talk about faith and what it is. What I did was I went and I looked up Hebrews 11 in the original Hebrew. No, Greek.
In Greek,
because
right.
There were some words that I wanted to understand what these words meant, what was actually being said. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so Hebrews 11 reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Okay? So we understand that. We say it all the time.
Yes.
Very famous
yes,
verse of Scripture. Okay? But faith, that word faith is really translated as the word, a word that means assurance or belief.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are in hope, or
mm-hmm.
we
mm-hmm.
are in a state of wishing.
Yes.
But we are not in faith to begin
yes.
with. And so
right.
because we're hoping and we are wishing, stuff isn't happening as fast as we would like it to happen. But that's because we don't really believe it. We are hoping that it will happen.
That, exactly.
And when you are in faith with God, you understand this with a confidence. It would be like me telling me your name is Mary. You know your name is Mary.
My name is Mary. I know.
You know, and you wouldn't even bother
to
argue with me about it because you would just think it's just a fool. Like, I'm telling you my name is not Mary.
Yeah.
And we have to
absolutely.
Be that way also about God and what he has told us and what he has promised us and what his word says. Now, first of all, if you don't know the word, it's very easy for you to be on shaky ground. That's why you have to know the word for yourself.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
You have to know it for yourself because faith really is an assurance and it's a belief, okay? And then it says that assurance and belief is the substance of things hoped for. So that word substance really is something that is concrete. I mean, like the chair that you're sitting on, you know, the desk that you touch, the remote control for the TV is substance.
Yes.
And so basically they're saying, you know how people would say my word is my bond? You know, faith is that kind of bond. It's that substance.
Mm-hmm.
You can bank on it.
Yes.
You know,
it's a
currency. You know, it's like having $500 in your pocket. It's a currency.
Yeah.
It is substance.
And I tell people all the time that faith is the currency of heaven. We make money. If you want something from heaven, you need to have faith. That's what God deals with. Faith, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, to me, what's interesting is that the verse actually just says faith is the substance of things hoped for. The fact that it says faith and hoped, you should already know that they're not the same.
Yes.
Okay?
And
hope, And hope really is translated as trusted or expected. So assurance and belief is the concrete substance of things that are expected or things that we are trusting for. And it's the evidence. It is the proof of things that we have not yet seen.
Wow.
That
is broken
saying
down.
A whole lot in that verse right there, right?
That is. It is.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and then in verse 2 it says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. So that just simply means that by the faith, by the assurance, by their belief, you know, it says that they were witnesses of it, and they testified to its truth. The elders, that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to take you down for a moment to verse 6, because this is something that we also say. And I really was so excited when I began to look at what these words meant. I didn't know what to do with myself. Okay? It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, talking about God, right?
Yeah, right.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Okay.
Right.
We read that. We can recite it backward. Okay? So let's understand what this is saying. So without faith, without that assuredness, without that belief, okay, it's impossible to please God. So apart from faith, okay, and we're talking about that same faith, you're just simply unable to gratify God. You're not, there is nothing, if you don't have that kind of trust and belief in God, it's kind of like, you know what, he ain't really looking at you.
Right. No.
He ain't feeling you. Because
no,
what motivates him, what motivates him, what causes an exchange, a God exchange in your life, is that currency of faith.
Right.
Okay? And it says, for he that cometh to God, and the word he was really is just a pronoun, doesn't mean him like a man. It really means male and female, okay?
Yes.
It says that we must believe that God is a rewarder. And that is a word that I looked up, and it really messed with me. Because when I looked it up, the word that I got was remunerator. And what that word means is able to use mathematical techniques like an expert. Okay?
Yeah.
And so we know that our God is an exact God. So this word literally means that he can give away, give back, to deliver again, to give again, to perform, to repay, to make repayment for, to reward, to restore, and to retaliate on your behalf. Totally messed me up.
Okay, I mean, he's
a remunerator, so he can add to you. He could take away the things that need to be taken away. All right,
amen.
And you know what? If you need to be added to again, he could do it again. And if you need something taken away again, he could take it away again. He can reward you, and he can reward you again. I mean, wow! And then when they said, "And that he retaliates on your behalf," oh my goodness. So you don't even have to think about it. Don't even worry about those things that have come, those people that have come, those things that were done, those people that have said. Don't even worry about that because God's got it.
I love it.
I mean, he can give away and give back. Give back, that means that what was taken away, he can give back. Do we not talk about getting back seven times over what Satan has taken for us? So much, right?
Absolutely.
We talk about that in the Bible. And this word literally, you know, he can give back to you to deliver again and to give again. I was like, wow.
Wow. Because you got to remember, you got to remember who we're dealing with. You know, when Moses even said, who should I say sent me? He said,
that's right.
Tell him I am.
That's right. That's right. That's all. I ain't even saying anything else.
Whatever you need. Yes, I am. And I told you to laugh and stuff with my I am sin.
I love it. And then last part of that verse, I mean, this just was the icing on the cake. Because this is the part that we say in this verse that I think most people get tripped up on, and it says that that we must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And so people are saying I'm not really seeking him all like that. That's why I'm not getting rewarded because I'm not a diligent seeker. Well, you know what? When I looked at it in the original doesn't say that. The original Greek says he is a rewarder to those that seek him out. The translation says diligently seeking as if craving, meaning you're just looking and looking and looking and not giving up.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. That is such a big difference. So it's not about I look for him because I'm praying five times a day and I read for hours at a time. It's not about that. It is about the fact that you are consistent, you're not giving up, you're trusting God on his word, you believe what he said, and no matter what the life has thrown at you, no matter what the enemy has coming through your way, you are not going to give up. You believe in God, you believe in his word, and you are not letting it go. That is what they're talking about, diligently seeking him. When God talks in the Bible about asking, seeking, and knock, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, and the door will be open. But he didn't say knock one time. He didn't say ask one time. He didn't say seek in this closet, and if I ain't there, oh, well. That's not what he said. Just ask, seek, and knock. Just keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. And I will be the rewarder of you because you are diligently seeking me. Seeking me.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
God plays a game with us also. I always say that he plays hide and seek with me because sometimes I feel so close to him. And then other times I'm like, are you there? Where you at? You know? And
yeah.
that's what he does because he loves that chase. He wants your heart to be exposed and open and to be sensitive to him, that you will know when he is there, close and embracing you, and when he has pulled away and you come running after him. He wants your attention. And when
he
gets
does.
Your attention, he's going to reward you for it. So as long as you are saying, God has the final say, because I know that he is the truth, as long as you are saying that, you are guaranteed he's going to show up, and he's going to make sure that he rewards you for it.
Whoa. Woo. Yes, that is right. Ooh. Hallelujah.
I'm just saying, that study just messed me up.
Yes. Yeah, that's how
that study messed me up, yes.
But this is, like I said, we have to embrace who we're talking about. This is the being that spoke the world into existence.
Whew.
He didn't do
it.
He just opened his mouth and said something. So imagine the blessings he can bestow on you if he just opens his mouth and says, go ahead and give Kim whatever she wants. You know, she can just, whatever she wants, whatever she's thinking, whatever, well, go ahead.
Yes.
And that's it. And
that's it.
That's all he has to do. That's it.
That's right.
Wow. Wow. You know, what an awesome God we serve.
He is awesome.
Yes.
He really is awesome. You know, so all we need to do really, you know, the Bible says you just have to keep renewing your mind. You know, it's all about a constant renewing of your mind, altering your thoughts, getting them to line up with the Word of God, a true understanding of his Word. You know, just keep seeking him out. He will make sure that you get the true understanding if your heart really is open to receiving who he really is. And your life will just fall into place.
Yeah, it will. Divine order.
Yes.
I call it divine order. I don't call it that. That's what it is. You know, let me correct myself. It's what it is, divine order. You can't go wrong following God and following Christ. You can't get lost. You can't fail. No. It's a fail-proof program.
It really is.
I don't. you made me say something. You know.
I love it because you don't have to have any certain level of education. He speaks all languages. He understands all utterances. Yes. So it doesn't matter who you are, from where you come. You know, this is definitely for you, and you can have a better life than what you're living now by just getting in relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? If nothing else, you at least have the hope for a better life.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Ooh. And you got a friend that's always there, and his name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Always. He don't go to sleep. You know, sometimes I have to remind people, see, I sleep. Jesus goes to sleep. So he's always on the main line. Just go ahead and tell him what you want. You know?
That's right. It's you were like, so right about
that's
that.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. Tell him what you want. That's it. Well, wow. This was very powerful this week.
Awesome.
Very powerful. Yes. Thank you so much. Were you done? I just assumed you were.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. It's like, what else can you say after the great I am and our Lord and Savior? There's nothing else to say. So it's over. Well, I do have to say we have a comment that was sent in that said, great teaching by Minister Kim, and that's from Frankie Vibes. So.
Of course. My biggest fan. That is my biggest fan, for real. It's like awesome.
I know. Well, I just wanted to make sure you got your message that was sent to me.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And now I know we're going to see you back again on April the 7th. Again, is there anything else you want to say before we keep rolling on? I, I, could just stop the show right now. And
you know,
I just want, my
ministry really is just all about, I just want people to be encouraged.
Okay.
You know, it is so easy to get caught up, even in the smallest things. You know, I'm going to leave you with just this one thing, just to remember, you know, that the things that come in life are only as big as we allow them to be. We magnify them by looking at them, looking at them, looking at them, and focusing on them. And what happens is that if we would just turn our head to the right, to the left, and look at God, we would see the greater blessing and then be able to put that thing into perspective and see how small it is, really, when we consider it against what God really has in mind. And a lot of times, if we're able to just do that, we can let go of that thing because it's really not that important. It's just the enemy trying to cause us to not be focused on what it is that God really has for us and causing a delay. You know, we are the ones that are more so causing our delays and our hardships more than any other entity or person or whatever it is that we want to blame. It's really more so us. If we could learn to control our minds, our mind gate, you know, if we could learn how to control that a little bit more, we would be much more better for it. So I just want people to be encouraged. Know that God loves you. He really does have the best for you. And if you seek him out, he will definitely be there to embrace you and to give you the answer.
Well, I will touch and agree with you on that, my sister, and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for this.
It is always my pleasure.
It's my pleasure too. I get my laugh on every month. I tell you that. But don't forget a teaching. Yeah, a laugh on in a teaching. And let me tell you, everyone, Minister Hovek has her own page at the ministry's website, www.sisterpucci.com, spelled SisterPoocie. If you want to contact her and have any questions about her teaching, or just want to laugh with her, you can definitely go to the minister's website and check
out
her page. All right. All right. Thank you so much, my sister. And April
my
the
pleasure.
7th?
It's good talking to you. April the 7th.
You
I'll
too.
Be back.
Okay. All right. We'll see
right.
you then. Okay.
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye. You too. God bless. All right. All right. I always enjoy just good, straightforward talk about our Lord and Savior and the great I am. All right, now we're going to move on to the dance break. Now, our dance break is sponsored by our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vise. And here's a couple of things I want you to know about Frankie. If you want to reach him, you can reach him at www.facebook.com/Frankie.Vise or email him at Vise210012@yahoo.com. Every Sunday, he mixes from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.959.com and from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsowetrust.com. And he also has a House of Inspiration mix show, which is a live broadcast on Ustream every Tuesday. And it's with DJ Frankie Vise, also Minister Hovek. You can catch her on the first and the third Sunday giving a powerful word on there. And right now I want to, of course, wish them safe travel there for the 19th and the 20th. For the 19th, they're going to be in Miami, Florida for the Winter Music Conference. So safe travels with you, my brother, and all that are with you. Okay, so let's go to the dance break for the week. Here's DJ Frankie Vise.
listening to Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vaughn.
All right, all right. That was the dance mix for the week with our resident DJ Frankie Vice. I encourage you all to support his ministries on Sunday and on Tuesday. If you need to know the details again about him or anyone who's appeared on the show, Minister Hovac, all you have to do is go to www.sisterpoochie.com, so SisterPoochie.com. And as while you're there, check out Bible Study with Elder Faye, because we need to feed ourselves the Word of God. It's the bread of life. All right, moving on, we have Show Them Nazarene Youth by Rhythm Town.
Yeah, man. What it is? Nazarene Youth. It's a long time. The more for chat, the more for talk for my brethren. It's the me I tell them. Them not know what I want. Some silent, some talking, them always want for chat. Some silent, some talking, them always want for rap. Let's say some silent, some talking, them always want for chat. Some silent, some talking, them always want for rap. Them off the ramp, them chant out them out. What them shirt, them dirty boy, them always come upon it. Ah, what them say, you talk like that. He's the Nazarene, so just on the chant them like that. Them say, them always want the style upon them out. Them off a chant upon the dirt things to come out them out. So what me say, he's the Nazarene, you. Me have to burn them ass out, me have to kill them bulletproof. From 13, me now rape pig me. When me talk about, me say the girl him so sleepy. No, me not for do it like that. Me's a Nazarene, so just on me chanting like that. Them say, them off a side them out. Me off a done them out. When me say, cop a shot, told me gun them out. From long time, me out listen to the town. What them say, talk, say the rape a boy's gun down. Them not know what them things, what I go and say. Who them want, want some chat on them display. Nah, say me have for born them like that. Me have for style him and done them, so me kill him like that. Style it that? No, me gun them like that. Me say style it that? Who? Me born them like that. Me say style it that? What? Me done them like that. Style it that? What? You're funny like that. Yo, so let me chat. I'ma tell you about something. When you call yourself a king, get you as a queen. So let me say, you call yourself a king. Get yourself a boy, get yourself a queen. Style that thing, nah, me nah do that. On a 13-year-old, that's the rape on that. Style that thing, nah, me nah do that. On a 14-year-old, that's the rape on that. They say, show them what they want, who it be. Show them what they want, it's a Nazarene. Show them what they want, say, who it be. Show them what they want, say, a Nazarene. Ah, oh, and say upon that. What them talk about them boy ain't want to play upon that. When them come upon them mic and want to play upon that. What you want for shoot it down, want to come upon that. No, you happy, me call him Nazarene. Soldier upon the team, cause them got to stay clean. From the massive to the house, and it come from Jah. From Plymouth, Rhythm Town, send me bonfire. Say, me not for style it, me not for chance it. Me not for ramp it, them always love it. Who them calling for them chant for Nazarene? Them know what time it is, Moses on the team. Me not for style it, me not for chant it. Me not for rip it, me not for blunt it. Me not for shunt it, me not for chill it. Send me talk about boys, me come to steal it.
All right, that was Show Them Nazarene Youth by Rhythm Town. Now, Rhythm Town has a show on Blog Talk Radio also. So you can contact them at www.blogtalkradio.com/Rhythm Town to check out the show dates. All right, next up on the mic, all the way from Jamaica, is Advocate featuring G-Mac with Happiness. And I also wanted to let you know, if you go to the ministry's website, there's a beautiful, beautiful video that goes along with this song. I encourage you all to go see it. All right, here is Happiness with Advocate featuring G-Mac.
Okay. Advocate alongside G-Mac, you know what I mean?
To give thanks for life. again and again, to my friends and my enemies again and again, to all my neighbors and the thugs and the ends, gotta show some love, show a helping hand, yeah. Everybody clap your hands now, show some love and wave your hands now, feel the vibe, it's in the air, happiness in the atmosphere.
Got to give thanks for life.
Thank you.
It's wonderful, I realize. I can see the beauty in my. Oh, 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 yeah. I can see that happiness, happiness. Love is the thing. I can see that happiness, happiness. Love is the thing. I can see that happiness, happiness.
Featuring GMAC. And if you want to contact Advocate, you can contact him at his MySpace at www.myspace.com/advocate. And don't forget to check out the ministry's website to see the absolutely awesome video that goes along with that. All right, next up on the mic is Call the King by Danielle Woodson.
You can be safe if you call the king. You can be safe if you call the king. No stress, no worries if you call the king. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah, if you call the king, you can be safe if you call the king. You can be safe if you call the king. No stress, no worries if you call the king. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
Jesus Christ can be your father, be your mother, be your brother, be your sister, be your doctor, be your lawyer. No matter the situation, he's always there for you. We carry too much trying to do it on our own. We need a relationship with the power that is strong. Creator of all things will never do you wrong. Our times don't come, it ain't the time to run a stretch. But it's the perfect time to give God your best. To see where your faith is in his hands and in your hands. God knows all things, we run out of plans. Untouched grace and never knew the Lord's plans. Plans to prosper you, give you the promised land. We worry about LG&E, water bill, car payments, cable TV, and our 6 o'clock meal. God never put too much on you that you can't handle. Even when it gets dark, he stay lit like a candle.
If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
It don't matter how old you are.
It don't matter how young you are. It don't matter what race you are. It don't matter where you park your car. Call his name, he'll take you by. You lose your job, put it on his back. Kids are bad, put it on his back. You were depressed, put it on his back. Prophesy, he'll change all that. Spit life, he bring you back. Power to hear that, that's a fact. Power to hear that, that's a fact. You got a problem with smoking too much. Got a problem with drinking too much. Got a problem with eating too much. Got a problem with cussing too much. Got a problem with fucking too much. Got a problem with freaking too much. Some for you, some of it ain't. But I pray to God that it's enough to get you that you waste your time with this stuff on your mind. Only Christ can stop you smoking, drinking, eating, cussing, fighting, freaking. If you just believe, I know it's real. I tried on myself. It's been 5 years and I still ain't left.
If you call the gate, you can be free. If you call the gate, you can be free. If you call the gate, no shit, no worries. If you call the gate, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the gate, you can be free. If you call the gate, you can be safe. If you call the gate, no stress, no worries. If you call the gate, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ gonna carry your burden.
That was Call the King by Daniel Woodson. If you want to contact her, you can go to www.denoitpoetry.com. All right, next up on the mic is Hallelujah, which is the highest praise you can give God, with Sale and King David. Here we go.
You know why we're so serious about our worship of God. Our God created the whole universe. He created the mountains, he created the ocean, he created the rivers and the desert, but still our God, our magnificent, awesome God, died on the cross for you and me. His plan was perfectly perfected. He died and resurrected. Accept the simple fact and you'll find yourself accepted by the creator of the earth. In fact, the whole universe is his master. It's his master. It's his master. Only place you'll find relief. No karma. Relief. No karma. See. Or even drop to your knees. Or standing on and applaud. The one applaud who made us all. Great against the Santa Claus. He delivered me. He's an analog. Now my soul is digital. Ready for the unfold. Zion is the pinnacle. God is so awesome, man. He made us individual. He didn't mass produce us. Boy, the pot. Touch is critical. My crowd is with Jesus. I don't have to be political. Walk by faith. I'm not over analytical. Looking at me is like looking at that criminal. Totally surrendering. Saying, please remember me. On the cross next to Christ. Saying, Jesus, save my life. I'm on my way to paradise. We saved by grace and walk by faith. We saved by grace and walk by faith.
God again, God the highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya.
We saved by grace and walk by faith. We saved by grace and walk by faith.
God again, God the highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya.
Give a sacrificial praise to the ancient of days. He's the Alpha Omega, and he was here before there ever was there ever. And he'll be here for him for and ever. And no, no, never will you ever find yourself a better God who is worthy to offer up your treasure, offer up your times, offer up your talents. That's why I rhyme the way I rhyme, and shine the way I shine, and grind the way I grind. It's his will and not mine. So when you're looking at me, I pray it's him that you'll find. Cause in him you will find sight for the blind and peace for your mind. I praise his mighty name until the day that I die. But my life is eternal, so my praise is everlasting. More than with my mouth, I will praise him with my actions. Give him satisfaction when I glorify his name. To live as Christ and to die is gain.
We saved by grace and walk by faith. We saved by grace and walk by faith. God again, God the highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya.
We saved by grace and walk by faith. We saved by grace and walk by faith.
God again, God the highest praise.
highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of Kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya.
He is omnipotent, he is omniscient. He's also omnipresent, he's the past and the present. He's in the future, not like Back to the Future, because he's in the future while he's looking right at you. The mastermind, creator of the mind bender. Bend his mind to his will, move you like a shifter. Better than egg, he can bend all the elements. Earth, fire, water, air, faith is holy presence. He is the vital essence of your soul and your spirit. Act like you know, but you don't want to hear it. Look at the sky, sun, moon, and stars. Look at the planets like Venus and Mars. Look at the animals and the birds flying in the air. Look at the mountains that make you stop and stare. You can see the evidence that Christ the Creator. He died and rose again and now chilling with the Father.
We stay by grace and walk by faith. We stay by grace and walk by faith. God again, God the highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of Kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya. We stay by grace and walk by faith. We stay by grace and walk by faith. God again, God the highest praise, hallelujah. He's the King of Kings, so go ahead and let him rule ya.
All right, that was Hallelujah by Phil and King David. If you want to reach them, you can reach them at MySpace at myspace.com/HolyZoneRecords. Okay, next up on the mic is Looking Back by Renaka Cheney.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life,
all right, here we go.
Looking
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. He knew the Lord's word, but it didn't help him in his presence, so he chose to live his own life away from God's presence. Got a girl pregnant, she became his first wife. 3 kids later, couldn't take commitment, he continued his own life. Met my mama as a teen, made her feel just like a queen. 10 months later, had my brother popping on the scene. But he wasn't ready to be a dad, he never did hug him. He repeated the cycle, left my mama by herself. But he did come back with his baggage in his hands, beat my mama in the head, made my brother be a man. He later cleaned up his acts and asked my mom to marry him. She forgave his past sins and then she buried them. They got married in the sticks, I wish I could remember it, but I was just a kid growing up in mama's stomach. Then they became one that day, everything my mama prayed. You think they live happily, cause that's what the movies say, but in the movies they get paid. This is real life, no script to be read, so we keep praying that it gets better instead.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking
back. See, we speaking in tongues and we singing in rhymes, but it means nothing at all if we ain't speaking in love. Because mama cussed out daddy and then issued us hugs, and my mama had a problem controlling her mouth. But she was kind in front of company cause we was from the south. Yes ma'am, yes sir, but my mama called me insert. Came to Pittsburgh and they like to call me insert. Met Jesus Christ and he called me new creature. Born again in this plane, got married to a man. I'ma show you love the only way I know I can. The generational sin, I took my marriage in a predicament where I have to learn love again. So I start at square one and that's the word of God. It says love is patient and love is kind. It says love is God and our God is alive. It does not envy, brag, or boast, knowing God is the main. It's not proud or rude, it lets God be the ruler. Not self-seeking or easily angered. Teaching you to bear with your Christian family and strangers. It keeps no records of the wrongs you do. Not delighting in evil, but rejoicing with the truth. It's there to protect and it's always gonna trust. It's always gonna hope, yes, that is love. And it always perseveres because love never fails. At the end of the day, when these three remain, you got faith, hope, and love stands above. While the other two can't even touch.
Over my life, looking up.
told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. Now I'm left with the sins of my parents. I got the shame, the pride, and I struggle with the arrogance. My arrogance won't let Jesus Christ come in, cause mama taught me perfect perfection. You see, I imitated what I saw, repeated everything I thought. My parents loved the love I felt, like many generations in the cycle I got caught. I'm not mad, mom and dad, but I can't pass on what I never did have. So I pass on everything I lack, and I pass that to my kids, and they pass it right back. It's a sad thing to see your kids carrying your slack. That's why I wish that we could bring it back to when I was a little girl. Create a different world where you tell me about Jesus, and you really try to teach him, and you really do believe him, and you show me in your actions, so I really do see him. And when you sin, show me how you ask for forgiveness, and like a babe, show me how you really wean it when you really leaning in repentance.
Looking back over my life, 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 looking back.
All right, that was Looking Back by Renika Chaney. If you want to contact her, you can contact her at her website, www.renekachaney.com. Okay, next up on the mic is How Can I Keep From Singing by Catherine Kendrick.
My life.
Oh,
right. That was How Can I Keep From Singing by Catherine Kendrick. If you want to reach her, you can email her at the ministry at SisterPoochie@SisterPoochie.com. Now, that's spelled SisterPoochie at SisterPoochie.com. All right, next up on the mic is Moshe with... we were just talking about how laughter really helps you. Next up is Moshe with Mental War.
Moshe, 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 Moshe. They calling me. They calling me. Calling me.
Yeah.
They calling me to live from the pain, but the truth keeps loving, so it still remains. Be around here begging the father. You better do your homework. We ain't having a sovereign hollering.
Yes.
You wanna why? But pay attention if you wanna cry. In the homes of this, in the streets of sad. All we care about was fucking sex. You need a good man, but you listen to your friends. You're the down of the block, but you're scared of the cops. Oh. You listen to the gossip of the known and false prophets. You want them to stop it, but you don't want to start it from the time of Adam to the rise of David. Stop listening to them because we don't want to admit it. It can be so simple if you change your mental. It can be so simple if you change your mental. Love, unity, pays the price. Stop the war down with ice, man. Get it together, forget the weather. When we raise your kids, it can be much better. Stop listening, listen back to us. Stop listening, because the guy we trust. It can be so simple if you change your mental. It can be so simple if you change your mental. She talk about him, he talk about her. Stop supporting him, stop supporting her. Let's get it together, get it together. You, N-N-I-C-Y. I can change your mental with this bit, I'm a son. I can change your mental with this bit, I'm a son. I can change your mental with this bit, I'm a son. I can change it. I can change your mental with this bit, I'm a son. I can change your mental with this bit, I'm a son. I can change your mental with this bit, I'm a son. I can change your. Shema, yes we yell, yes we yell. Shema, yes we yell, yes we yell. Yes we yell, Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, yes we yell. Elohim, Isha, Yehovah. Shema, yes we yell, yes we yell. Shema, yes we yell, yes we yell. Elohim, Isha, Yehovah, yes we yell. Elohim, Isha, Yehovah. Kumanega, ah.
All right, that was Moshe with changing your mental with the spit of his tongue. And if you want to contact Moshe, you can email him at nvgtr9@gmail.com. That's nvgtr9@gmail.com. Again, you can go to the ministry's website, www.sisterpoochie.com. One more time, SisterPoochie. And we have many resources there for you. We have Bible study, Christian life coaching. We have a webinar that is going to be starting this Monday, March the 19th, at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll continue for 31 weeks every Monday. It's called The Story, God's Story, Our Story. If you can't make it, it'll also be recorded, and so look out on all the social medias for that recording. We would like for you to join us every Wednesday night for Bible study with Elder Faye from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bring your Bibles and open your mind, because she will be bringing you the Word of God. All right, straight to the heart, straight to the heart with the Word of God. Okay, March the 24th, NARC will be interviewing with spoken word artist Andre Cullen, and then March the 31st will be a special show, which is Y4C, which means Youth for Christ. And we're going to be featuring Spiritual Peace for the whole entire show. And we're going to also have our mix by youth DJ, DJ Shaheem. And we will be introducing our new hostess for the show, and her name is Shining Star. And you can also check out the website, because during that time, they will have their own page. So the youth will have their own place to kind of congregate. All right, everyone, I've had a wonderful time. Many thanks and blessings to Minister Hovak for blessing the show. And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. Well, how great that art by Society Hill Music. Everyone, peace and blessings. Love you all. See you next week.